Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and you can visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Toni Fox. She's creator of The Date Night Box, the first service ever to plan, book, box, and deliver amazingly unique dates for couples, encouraging truly lasting and loving relationships. We're going to be talking about great ways to keep that romance going once you've found your love, because the dating should not stop just because you're in a relationship. So welcome, Toni. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. It is a pleasure to be with you today.
And I think that this is a great topic. We see all the time how relationships will get going and it's all lovey-dovey in the beginning and romance
right.
is flying everywhere. And then all of a sudden, poof, you get comfortable and it's gone. So what is a mistake couples are making and why does this happen?
That is a great question and why this business is actually in place now, actually. So one of the mistakes that couples are making is definitely not doing date night anymore once they find, you know, quote unquote, the one or someone who, you know, they're seeing seriously. And you wonder why would the dating stop now that you actually found someone that you enjoy dating, right? So that happens a lot. And then the other mistake that's made are couples that do have date night, but they're doing it wrong, meaning they do the same thing day in and day out. They go to the same places. They do the typical, you know, dinner and a movie. So they are doing date night, but they're not doing anything different or novel every time.
And Toni, how can correcting this mistake benefit the relationship?
Well, one of the things that many, many studies have shown is basically that doing things, novel things together, creating new experiences and going new places actually does bring those butterflies back. It actually recreates, you know, the chemical surges that happen in early courtship. And many couples are not even aware of this, you know, the science behind it, but that actually is created by experiencing, you know, new and novel things together. So that's always a great thing that couples want to have back in their relationship, and that's one way to do it.
And what are the three services that couples probably haven't heard of that might be able to help with date night?
Well, there's actually a few companies that do things that really do help with date night. There's a service called Date Livery, and they do something similar to Date Night Box, where they deliver a box for your date night, but it's more for things that you do at your home. So cooking kind of a meal together, recreating different experiences together. So for couples that maybe have kids and they really just, even though they try, can't get the time to get away, that service works really nice for having something fun to do at home, a new and different experience every time. There's also a company called Cupid Dates in Florida. They create extravagant, beautiful dates that also come in a box, but theirs start around about $2,000. So it's a little different clientele and probably not your, you know, weekly or monthly date night. And then again, there is my company, Date Night Box, that does work with couples that do monthly dates, weekly dates. And again, we do box, plan, book, and send your entire custom date based on your preferences, so you're doing something new and exciting every time.
So, Toni, what have been some of your most creative date ideas? I mean, you've been doing this for a little while, so what are some of the most outrageous dates that you have sent out to people in the Date Night Box, and some of the ones that are kind of more typical that you would send?
Right, right. Very, very, that's an awesome, awesome question. So we've had, you know, your regular dates, I guess you would say, where, you know, they do like concerts and, you know, fine dining restaurants and things like that. We also have couples where they are the creative side. So they'll say, we like to use our hands, which is kind of a broad idea. But then I planned a date for them where they actually did couples massage, where they were taught how to, you know, do a massage for your partner. So kind of using your hands there. And then also they had a hand painting class. So, you know, using your hands again there. So they did that. And then we love to add little goodies to the box, you know, to kind of spice it up going back home. So we had some, body, edible body paint. So again, using their hands for a little fun when they get back to the house. So we kind of do things like that, which are tailored around what they kind of like to do, but expanding upon that.
And what are some suggestions that you have for couples, things that they can do right now, today, to help change and improve their relationship?
Well, one thing that I would suggest, if you have not done this as a couple, to do this today, which will have an impact on your relationship, is to take the test for the 5 love languages. If you have not heard of this book by Gary Chapman about the 5 love languages, I would definitely recommend going to that site and taking the test, because people experience love in so many different ways. And if your partner is not basically receiving love in the way that they determine what love is, that can be so very, very hard for a couple. So this, a lot of our boxes, the things that are in our boxes, are based on the 5 love languages, and really trying to touch on at least one aspect of each of those are, I guess you would say, our goodie pack. So if you have not taken this test as a couple, take it. I guarantee you it will change your relationship and how you interact with each other.
All right, Toni. Well, thank you so much for all of your tips and advice and suggestions for how couples can spice up their relationship and not forget about what courtship is really like and what that brings to their relationship. So we want to thank you for being here, and I want to let our listeners know that you can learn more about Toni Fox, which of course is a fantastic name, and how she can help encourage loving and happy relationships by spicing up date night. You can visit datenightbox.com. If you'd like to get a date night plan for free from Toni, you can go to gift.datenightbox.com or give them a call and mention the Jennings Wire podcast promo. So thanks again, Toni. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is touching the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.